Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
It was Tampa quarterback Baker Mayfield on the Manning Cast last night. I'm not surprised that Drake May and Baker Mayfield are fans of each other's games. You can kind of see it. They get a little bit of that athletic gunslinger, swagger, yep, whatever you want to call it. I am a little bit greedy. I'd love if this was a really fun kind of
be great
Baker and Drake, like, shootout. One of these Mahomes, Allen, or, you know, that's just another level we're back into. Like, oh, we even have a quarterback now who shows up for shootouts with other high-end quarterbacks. Like, that would be fun. But
the Bucs have had a lot of close games. I mean, four games where he's had to come back to win the game. I mean, he got a win against the Falcons in week one, 23-20. And then the next week, a win against the Texans, 20-19. And then the next week, a win over the Jets, 29-27. I mean, so, you know, Baker's played in a lot of, you know, close games where he's had to bring his team back. It'd be, you know, it'd be fun to see Drake May bring the team back on the last drive kind of thing. See if he's got that kind of magic that all the great quarterbacks have.
Or it'd be fun to just see him blow him out, too. I'd be okay with that if he wants to just roll. I had a little exercise, and this stems from the root of this was Mike Vrabel's comment to Chris Curtis about strength of victory in the NFL, and that's mind-boggling to me that even exists, and some of these criticisms over the Patriots' schedule. So I wanted to look a little closer at teams that are winning.
I mean, basically said that the teams you're playing, Mike, suck, so your team really isn't that good.
Well, like, he didn't really say narrative. That. He said that was the national thing. He didn't have the cojones to say that, really. So I went down, and every NFL team that has four losses or fewer. So it ends with the Panthers at 5-4, and then the Patriots and the 7-6-2 type teams are at the top of the list. And what I did is, first of all, I wrote down their strength of victory, just so I'd have that for comparisons purposes with Vrabel. Also wrote down, you know, this is a stat they keep track of, is number of wins that the teams you beat have. So of the seven teams that the Patriots have beaten, for example, those teams have a combined 20 wins among them. And the leader in the NFL is actually, just for comparison, 22. It's the Colts have 22 wins among their collective victories. Wow. The teams they beat.
La-di-da Indianapolis. Huh?
So just for comparisons.
Okay. Yep, good point.
So I, you know, wrote down everybody's best win and worst loss. So for the Patriots, for example, your best win is at Buffalo. You beat a 6-2 team on the road. That's a good win. Your worst loss is at home versus the Raiders. You lost to a 2-6 team at home. So I did this for everybody. And I want to see how you look at this from my perspective, because some teams stood out to me. Let's start with Sunday's opponent, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're 6-2. The teams they've beaten have a combined 20 wins, so same as you. Their best win is at Seattle, which I don't know if coming into the season people would have said that's a great win, but the Seahawks look like a Super Bowl contender. Mm-hmm. So a win at Seattle.
Seattle sucks at home, believe it or not, but then they're great on the road. So.
And then their worst loss, if you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, your worst loss, the Eagles at 6-2. That's not a bad loss. The Philadelphia Eagles are the defending Super Bowl champions, and they're 6-2.
So and the Lions, too. They lost to the Lions, too.
But I actually don't think that's a terrible – either one, if you want to put that one in there.
I feel like the Lions are better than the Eagles. But
I feel like the Lions are better, too.
Yeah.
That's why the worst loss is the Eagles.
Oh, my bad.
You lost to the worst team kind of thing.
Excuse me.
Yep. But that also tells you that they played a pretty good schedule if their worst loss is to the Eagles. Another example that impressed me, the Denver Broncos are 7-2, same as the Patriots. And they only have a 325 strength of victory. That's the tiebreaker, and it's like, oh, they haven't played anybody. Okay, maybe not. They only have 19.5 collective wins among their opponents. Their best win is at the Eagles, the 6-2 Eagles, defending Super Bowl champions, in their place. Their worst loss is at the Chargers, the 6-3 Chargers. That's not a very bad loss if that's your worst loss. So the Denver Broncos, I said, that's a pretty good football. Like, this is just a way, I think, to strengthen in your mind the comparisons between other teams. The Colts. Do we believe in the Colts? Do we
Not after that loss last weekend.
So the Colts are 7-2. As I told you, they lead the NFL in victories among the teams they've beaten with 22 victories. Their best win, I put at the Chargers, the 6-3 Chargers. You won in L.A. And their worst loss, you just said it, the 5-3 Steelers. Mm-hmm. The 5-3 Steelers are a division leader, right? I mean, So even though it's your worst loss.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Is that a bad loss? I wouldn't say so. Because, for example, a team that I think has really bad losses, that would be your Green Bay Packers. They're 5-2-1. They were a very popular Super Bowl pick to start the year.
Man,
the
they looked like they were unbeatable early.
And their best win, I put, is the Lions. So you get a nice win over the Lions. I think that was opening day, right?
Yeah, man.
That was opening day. Okay, great win. You know what their two losses are? They've lost to the Browns. 2-6. And even the Panthers coming into Lambeau. I know the Panthers have a winning record now at 5-4.
Yeah.
But if you're a Super Bowl contender, Fitzy, should the Panthers be coming to the partially frozen, soon-to-be-frozen tundra of Lambeau and beating you?
No, a lot of fans also were happy that the Packers lost with those god-awful laser-printed throwback uniforms that they wore last Sunday. But when you're supposedly a Super Bowl favorite and a 13.5-point home favorite, you don't lose. You just don't.
Correct. And so that put that. And then the Kansas City Chiefs, 5-4. People are wondering, what do they have left? What are they at this point? Mahomes had, what, 50-something percent of his passes he was completing in that matchup with the Bills, the loss the other day. The 5-4 Chiefs, their best win was against the Lions. I think that's a good win. You beat the Lions, even if it is in your building. That's a good win. And their worst loss is at the Jaguars. Are the Jaguars a bad team? Is that a bad loss?
No, they're not a bad team.
So Kansas City at 5-4, if that's their worst loss, they've played a tough schedule, right? They've played a tough schedule, and maybe they're not as dead. And then, for example, of a team that I think is fraudulent, earmuffs in the back room, Brian Furzocco, the Chicago Bears are now 5-3. 5-3 Chicago Bears. You know what their strength of victory is? 284. It's the lowest on this list by far. Everybody else is in the at least the 300s, a lot in the 400 and 500s. They have a combined 12 wins among the five teams they've beaten. So if you run quick math, that means every team they've beaten averages being a two-win team, basically. Their best win is at the Bengals. Is it really a great win? I don't know. They don't have Joe Burrow. It's not the real Bengals.
Well, was Joe Flacco the quarterback?
They put up points, but they also gave up points.
Yeah.
So that was their best win. And their worst loss was at the Rams, which isn't actually a terrible loss.
That's not a good loss. That's a hell of a good team right there.
But so this put it in perspective because I've been getting annoyed. Yes, Dan Ball?
I just want to make sure it's clear. What point are you getting at with the best win and the worst loss for, with the Patriots compared to other teams?
So that the Patriots have one of the better wins. I think at Buffalo is one of the better wins you could have. But their loss doesn't really measure up. It's not like they've played such a tough schedule that even their losses are great. I mean, their other loss, they only have two losses. Mm-hmm. Their other loss is to Pittsburgh, which I think is a very respectable loss now based on the standings, right? And based on Pittsburgh staying atop the North and Pittsburgh beating the best team in the conference.
How would you power rank the top three AFC teams? Based on your research there.
So based on my research here, I still think you put the Colts atop the list. I think the Colts have a good, really good win and a not terrible loss. So I put the Colts at number one. I think I'd put the Broncos at number two, which doesn't really marry up with the tiebreakers because right now the Colts, the Patriots, and the Broncos are all tied at 7-2. I would put Colts number one. I'd put Broncos number two. And then after that, I think you're in the conversation. To me, it's a pick'em between the Bills and the Patriots. And based on the information I have, you beat the Bills in their house. So for right now, they can return the favor. if the Bills come to Foxborough and beat you and make that a season split, win in the home and home, that could change it. But I think you're a top three team.
One interesting thing about the Colts. So, they just lose to the Steelers, and I'm looking at all the splits from Jonathan Taylor.
Yep.
It was that was his worst game by far.
Yep.
Against the Steelers, 14 carries for 45 yards, 3.2, no touchdowns. The longest run he had was 9. That was his worst game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, tells you how you stop the Colts.
Right.
Just stop Jonathan Taylor. Daniel Jones isn't going to beat you. Stop Jonathan Taylor.
And if you're a Patriots fan, don't you feel good about that?
I would feel great about that.
And the funniest thing is, like, this guy this summer, back in the summer, we were doing a show, said years ago, the key to stopping the Colts, funny enough, of all teams,
there you go.
Was Edgerrin James.
My man. Way to go. That's it, Fitzy.
Who said that?
This guy.
The guy who stopped Edgerrin James.
Oh,
said
Ted, you'd know. Ted, you'd know.
Yes,
but yeah,
I would, Bryce.
If you stop.
Are you out of your mind?
If you stop Jonathan Taylor, maybe Daniel Jones beats you, but I think you feel really good about your chances.
Probably
that's your coaching
not.
Point there.
That's
and a team just proved it.
Yeah. Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
the Steelers just kind of proved it with Kyle Duggar on their side, which you could have had on your side, but you don't have on your side anymore. So I guess the bottom line is, not only do the standings say the Patriots are a top three team in the conference, I think you should very much feel like a top three team in the conference. And then there's always that one wild card that I didn't include because they're not worthy of inclusion yet based on their record, the Ravens. Everybody thinks the Ravens are lurking, and we'll see what the Ravens are come December.
They're still the betting favorite to win the division, and they're 3-5. It is the craziest thing. And Andy, you didn't get into the Jaguars, correct?
I can give you the Jaguars. They are Jaguars' best win is Kansas City, and their worst loss is either Cincinnati or the other scribbled team that I can't read.
It's Cincinnati. I kind of went over a bunch of these as well when you told me you were going to be doing this last night. And it's Cincinnati. And the crazy thing is they barely lost to the Bengals when Joe Burrow was quarterback. So that's why I keep saying, like, that's one of those teams nipping at the heels of the wild card. You said officially in the mix, throw them in the pile, whatever, so that when they made a move like earlier today and acquired a veteran receiver that's going to be a steady Freddy target for Trevor Lawrence, watch out for the. I'm just saying, watch out for the Jag. Like, I wouldn't sleep on Duval the rest of the way.
Yeah, I think
Duval.
They're definitely.
Duval.
We all doing it.
Duval.
617-779-7937. If you want a Duval, no, just kidding. Don't call. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends. And we know Billy O'Brien is struggling to find wins over at Boston College right now. Well, the guy that Dante Scarnecchia, I believe, calls the teapot, well, he overheated a little bit in a press conference today. We'll play you that audio next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.